plans to build a radar bay 70 kilometers southwest of Prague as part of the U.S. missile defense shield encountered a minor setback on Monday as it emerged that U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice will not visit Prague on May 5th to sign a bilateral agreement on the base. The news came as activists from the environmental group Greenpeace occupied the patch of land where the base is to be built. Rob Cameron has this report.
The planned U.S. radar base has never been far from the news, and on Monday it returned to the front pages. Around 20 Greenpeace activists have set up camp in a grass clearing called Site 718, the spot chosen by officials from the U.S. Missile Defense Agency for the radar facility. Site 718 is part of the restricted Brdy military area, and Greenpeace are breaking the law. But spokeswoman Lenka Borakova told Radio Prague they weren't going anywhere.
There was a chief of a military police. He came to ask us to leave, and he gave us deadline, like until 2 o'clock, to leave this place, but we didn't. As you see, or as you hear, the raining, but we are not moving, and we just decide even the weather not going to stop us.
And it seems that the military police have no plans to go in and remove them, perhaps counting on rain, thirst and hunger to do the job instead. Military police spokesman Jan Čermák had this to say to Czech television.
The military police have all the roads to Site 718 covered, and we're monitoring the situation. There's no crisis plan being considered. We're not preparing to go in.
News that Greenpeace had occupied the site came on the same day that the Czech Foreign Ministry announced that US Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice would not have time to come to Prague in early May to sign a treaty on the radar base. It had been hoped she would attend a conference on missile defence being organised by the Czech Foreign Ministry on May the 5th, a highly symbolic date for Europeans and Americans alike. But scheduling problems have put paid to that idea, and Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek said her visit would probably take place in early June instead. A month's delay might not seem important, but Parliament must still ratify the treaty, and now that won't happen until June or July, or possibly even later, given that Czech politicians tend to disappear for the summer holidays. That, however, is getting closer to the autumn's Senate and local elections, which is a problem for Mr. Topolánek and the centre-right government. The radar-based plan is opposed by 70% of Czechs, and some members of his party say they're worried about being punished at the polls, to say nothing of the difficulties in finding enough votes in Parliament to ratify this controversial plan.